You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Let's roll out some international blues. This is Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We are going to start this week's show off, as we have many before, with a release from the UK. It's called The Surreal Lockdown, Songs of Isolation. Different artists have contributed to this as a fundraiser during these difficult times. First, we're going to hear Ian McHugh. He's from London, and he's a member of the Crawdaddy Clubhouse Band. We're going to hear Lockdown and Lonely, and then Staffel and Stewart. Tim Staffel and Paul Stewart from London. Their song is Gotta Get Out and Rock and Roll. This is the Surreal Lockdown, Songs of Isolation.
Searching for something, but I just don't know what to do. I've been stuck here at home since a virus came through.
Some folks digging it, some shot out loud. The policeman took me by surprise. For a crime like this, I'm gonna put you inside. The judge said, son, what you have to say? If you got a good reason, not to put you away. I said, your honor, I can't stay home. I gotta get out in rock and roll blues.
Surreal Lockdown, Songs of Isolation. Up next, we've got Gravel and Grace. Big Earl Matthews is a 20-year veteran of the California blues scene, and Ava Grace, who's only 17 years of age, but boy, can she sing up a storm. We're going to hear Picture Perfect and then Pennies. This is Gravel and Grace from Bringin' the Blues.
Stared into seafoam green. I told myself that you would never think of me, and lied to myself, thinking this was just a stupid dream. Safe, 'cause we we both know we don't mind. Please say that it's okay if your heart is mine to take. I swear I'll keep it safe, 'cause we both know we don't mind the rain. The rain.
So angry, start wishing me dead. Cause she's picture perfect, but practically insane. Yeah, that little girl, she's so pretty. Pretty crazy is what I mean. She's got an angel's face with the devil's eyes. And when she looks at me, I wanna hold her tight. Because she's picture perfect, but practically insane. Yeah, that little girl, she's so pretty. Pretty crazy is what I mean.
Grace from Bringin' the Blues. Here comes a terrific album. I really like this one. Reese Winans and Friends. Reese is a well-known keyboard player. He's got a whole bunch of artists joining in and helping him with this particular release. We're going to hear The Shape I'm In, which features Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and then Hard to Be featuring Bonnie Bramlett and Joe Bonamassa. This is Reese Winans and Friends' Sweet Release.
We'll be right back. shape I'm in. Doing pretty good for the shape I'm in. Doing pretty good for the shape I'm in. Doing pretty good for the shape I'm in. Shape I said. We'll be right back.
Reese Winans and Friends with Sweet Release. From the UK, Kim Simmons and the band. This is Savoy Brown. They've got a brand new release out. We're going to hear River on the Rise and Borrowed Time. This is Savoy Brown from Ain't Done Yet.
Outside my door, in 24 hours, it'll be over the floor. A river on the rise, floating in my shoes, bad signs ahead. Tell me, what can I do? There's a leak in my room.
Savoy Brown from Ain't Done Yet. From the state of New York, this is Mick Hayes. We've got one tune we're going to hear right away, Way Too Hard, and then we're going to have a chat with Mick Hayes.
Clouds in my heart, clouds in my mind. Such a beautiful start, then it started to unwind.
Falling in love was so easy to do. But
Mick Hayes from his new release called My Claim to Fame. The song was Way Too Hard, and let me tell you, one thing that's not hard for Mick Hayes is to come up with some great music, which he has done. Joining us right now is Mick. Mick, thanks for coming on.
You bet. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your kind words.
Well, you know, first of all, let's go to the title, My Claim to Fame. Where does that come from?
Well, I actually had met with Rodney Hall, the studio owner there now, or co-owner, I should say. And I asked him if anybody had ever named their album My Claim to Fame. And he told me that nobody, you know, his dad had opened up Fame Recording Studios there in the mid-60s. And he said, not that I can ever remember anybody ever came up with that. So I ran with it, man, as far as I could.
Well, you know, it's an apt title as well, because the music is quite great on this particular release. If someone hadn't heard you before, how would you describe your music to them?
Man, that's always been a tough thing to kind of put it in a genre. I'm happy that the blues folks like it. I'm happy that the traditional soul music fans like it. It's been compared to a couple of interesting things on the release, things that I didn't necessarily people like I wasn't influenced by, but excuse me, if that's what people hear, I mean, that's what I just want them to enjoy it. But I put it in the soul and blues category.
And how do you go about writing your music?
A lot of times I'll write melodies will come at some, first, and then next time the lyrics come first, and then sometimes they come together, and sometimes I'll work on something for a couple of days, and then weeks will go by before anything happens to it. For instance, No Second Chances on the record is probably the oldest of all the bunch. And that one, I think, goes back to like 2014 or 2015. Lately what I've been doing is actually writing at a Fender Rhodes piano, and then taking what I created and putting it onto guitar. And I think it's really helped with kind of simplifying, because I'm not that proficient as a piano player. And I think it's kind of caused me to create much more listener-friendly melodies and things of that sort.
And I know all musicians are proud of just about every song they put on an album, but is there one song on this album that really speaks to you the most?
That's funny that you said Way Too Hard, because that's actually my favorite. And it's the one that's gotten the least mentions. So thank you, man.
Really? I think it's a great tune.
Yeah, I really like how it bubbles along. It's just funky enough. It's just kind of sweaty enough to feel like a blues song with a hook, you know.
So what have you been doing while this pandemic has been roaring around our lives? Are you spending a lot of time creating, or are you just taking it easy?
Well, I was in Central Ohio actually working. And then I picked up the records, the actual LPs that got a Groove Records. And my wife told me when I got to my hotel room that night, she says, it looks like they're going to close New York. You better get home. So I basically canceled anything going forward, and things started canceling on me. And I made it back home. And while we were waiting to release the record, we went through two public delays. But there were actually a couple of delays behind the scenes while we were waiting to see what was the right timing to put this out. And I real quick jumped to Facebook and YouTube, and I just released a bunch of like cover songs just to keep people engaged, because I had over a year's worth of momentum built up around the release. And then as New York kind of went into lockdown, we kind of didn't know what to do. And I hired a publicist to do some of the heavy lifting for me. And then I was writing for the next release somewhat, but then the wind came out of my sails. And that's actually the opening title of one of the songs that you'll hear on the next album, that there's no wind in my sails. But my publicist decided to, along with me, that we were going to do kind of a promotional tour as things kind of lightened up. And we did. It was scheduled out to be 3 weeks, anywhere as far as like the Mississippi River. We were in Memphis, Tennessee, and then all the way back to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. And we were calling it kind of the Road to Fame and Back. But sadly, a lot of people that we had scheduled for interviews and for meetings and things of that sort, it just started to fall apart, sometimes literally while I was right in town. And that was the hardest thing. It's like, wow, man, I'm literally in town and people can't meet with me. So at like 2.5 weeks, we called it a day. And I kind of hightailed my way back to New York. And here in New York, we've got a 14-day quarantine that's governor mandated, you know. So we cooperated with the 14-day quarantine. And I got my sentence was lifted last Monday. And I've just kind of been milling around, you know, record shops and music shops and just buying records. I kind of don't know what to do with myself when I'm not playing.
Well, here in Canada, in Ontario, some of the bars are opening up. They're allowed to have performances of up to 50 people as long as there's social distancing.
and outdoor concerts can be up to 100. So it's starting to get a little bit better. I hope I can catch you live soon. That's what I really want to see, because I've heard all about your live performances, and apparently you just knocked the audience right on their rears.
Thank you, man. I appreciate hearing that. It doesn't fall on deaf ears right now, man. It's so funny. I'm so used to being connected with an audience. And it's just been my wife and I since like the second week of March. The poor thing.
Where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
Sure. So it's available. I started my own record label. Which is kind of a story for that requires a couple of beers and maybe some some friendly handshakes. But I started my own record label called Move the Needle Music. It was actually the last no I heard when I was shopping the record was from a very, very, very kind gentleman who's very far up the food chain. And he told me, he said, man, I really wish I could help you, but I want you to know that this music really moves the needle. So that was it. I started my own record label called Move the Needle Music. You can find it through movethenedlemusic.com. You can get the record there. You can get the CD there for those of you that still prefer the CD. It is available through Amazon, and it's Prime eligible in most locations, and it's also available through Amazon International. So you can kind of get it from either place.
And we're really encouraging our listeners to buy CDs and help support the artist right now, because it's a tough time out there. Mick, it's been great talking to you. Again, the album is called My Claim to Fame, and it is Mick Hayes. And Mick, thank you so much for coming on, and it's been great chatting with you.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate everything, and that goes for your listeners too.
And let's hear one more track from My Claim to Fame.
No, my lady, I ain't seen a smile for days. If I don't see you soon, they're gonna put me in my grave. I open up every door for her so I can watch you walk through. I love the color of her hair and smell of her perfume. She's the first girl in my life who makes me feel complete. She's my mistress. Different than all the rest. She fixed my broken heart. I tattooed it on my chest. She held my hand at church on Sunday. I thank the Lord above. For the first time in my life, I know the meaning of love. She's the first girl in my life who makes me feel complete. She's my mistress. Sweet to me. Well,
Many thanks to Mick Hayes for joining us. His release is called My Claim to Fame. From Scotland, we've got Wiley Bull Walker, and he's gotten together with Danny Flam. He's a horn player and arranger, and together they have a release called Ain't No Man a Good Man. We're going to hear Walking with the Devil and Night of the Hunter. This is Wiley Bull Walker and Danny Flam on Blue Source International.
Thank you. whistles through the tree. She has my picture in her locket. I'm going to California. The suitcase will send a load of bad intention and a dream to rap.
Bo Walker and Danny Flam from Ain't No Man a Good Man. And that wraps up our show for this week. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Giles Robson from the UK. This is called Boogie at the Showplace, and we will boogie with you again next week.